Hi, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day today. It's March 17th, and in the West, they are celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Some, even Chicago, even has a green river. It dyes the river that runs through it green today. But that has nothing to do with our newsworthy clip article. I just wanted to throw that out there. Well, we're glad you could join us today for our second day of our newsworthy clips. But before we continue, you know, these articles are not really connected, but yesterday we had an interesting article about fitness trackers and fashion being fused. So what do you remember about yesterday? Why don't you introduce yourself and say what you remember, what stood out to you?
All right. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Campbell, and I really enjoyed yesterday's article. It talked about the idea that there are entrepreneurs now that are fusing fashion with fitness, and I think that's a great idea. I think why should you have to choose between looking good physically and then looking good with your clothes? You can have both, right?
That's right. And?
And hello, everyone. I'm Albert. And yes, the article, I feel like it doesn't really relate to me in terms of interest in the product itself. I'm like okay with not tracking my steps. But I really like how the entrepreneur found a market that was missing and actually went out of her way and made it happen for herself. She created a new industry almost in a sense.
Right. And my name is Linda and I'm your host today. And I thought yesterday was quite interesting because I, for a long time, faithfully used a tracker for my steps. And I think that it was a fantastic idea that they are merging, putting your tracker, that little device, into something fashionable, some form of jewelry, like from anything from a bracelet to a pendant that you could wear and track your steps. Right. And as Campbell said, you can look cool while you do it.
Right. And I think it's cool that it started out as a accessories that use that people bought to conceal the tracker, but now the tracker makers themselves are actually getting in on the trend and creating jewelry that functions as trackers.
And we see the development of it because it went from a woman, Cynthia Blay, who liked her tracker, but she didn't like the looks of it when she was out with her friends. So she started a DIY, basically. She made them herself. She was a jewelry maker, and she sold them on Etsy, which is an online marketplace. And now what Campbell just said, the makers of these Fitbit and other trackers are partnering with a lot of luxury brands and coming out with very high-end trackers. So it's really, I think the industry has really developed. You can see it very easily here.
That's right. Well, you know what's interesting, Linda, you were saying that these articles aren't really connected, but actually there is a little bit of a theme, and it is all about health. It
right.
is all about fitness and staying healthy. So I think there is some sort of connection there.
Okay, well done. Well, today we are going to be looking at a pretty interesting article on studies about creating healthier indoor spaces, because it seems like people in general are spending much more time indoors.
Very true.
And I think that's with the development of cities.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look. Let's read this and then we'll discuss it more. We're on page 27 of your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine, so if you have it, you might want to open to that page and read along with us, or on your phone or on your tablet, you can find that and read along with us.
Well Living Lab to study creation of healthier indoor spaces. Exposure to indoor environments is at an all-time high. In fact, Americans spend more than 90% of their time indoors. But what many people don't realize is that buildings and everything in them can affect human health and well-being. Mayo Clinic recently opened the Well Living Lab, a new research facility dedicated to studying these environments and creating healthier indoor spaces. There is a growing awareness and body of scientific evidence that indoor, built environments can affect human health and well-being, with the perception often being that indoor environments have a negative impact on health, said Dr. Brent Bauer, medical director of the Well Living Lab. But new knowledge shows that by building healthier indoor environments, we can actually preserve and enhance human health and quality of life. Delos and Mayo Clinic have collaborated on the design and development of the Well Living Lab. The lab features research space that can simulate a wide variety of real-world environments. This will allow researchers to better understand how indoor spaces can positively influence human health. Areas of study will include the impact on humans from environmental factors such as lighting, noise, air quality, and temperature.
So today we're talking about Well Living Lab. That's the name of the place that we're going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. And they are studying the creation or the making of healthier indoor spaces.
Mm.
What do you think of that idea?
I think that is an interesting topic. Actually, it is something that I've been thinking about lately. I love our apartment. I love where we live. But I have noticed that, because our apartment's on the first floor and we have a basement, so it's kind of dankier and darker. So I have noticed that it has affected my health somewhat.
Okay, how about you, Albert? What do you think?
I didn't know this was a concern. I mean, for years and years, I've been hearing things like, put on more sunscreen when you go outside, even if there's no sun out, visible sun. Now I can't even stay indoors to stay outside to get away from the harm.
Okay, so you can't be anywhere. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, apparently not.
Okay, but I think this first sentence is very true. It says exposure to indoor environments is at an all-time high. Mm. And basically that's because we live in urban environments.
That's right.
The majority of people around the world, they are moving to cities, and whether it's in high-rise buildings or in single-family dwellings or in duplexes, it doesn't matter. We are living inside more.
Right. And
this
is
not an agricultural society anymore.
No, it's not. And also with the advent of technology, I know I was talking to a friend recently, and they said they went back to the States recently, and it used to be like kids would be outside playing on the mm-hmm. streets, but now you go outside, you don't see a kid anywhere. Why? Because they're at home on their, you know, on their computer or their tablet or their cell phone, and they're not outside playing anymore.
Right, mm. They're playing video games.
To be fair, I also feel like parents are at an all-time alert in terms of paranoia in regards to children being kidnapped or violence, so maybe that's part of it as well.
Maybe. I think it's more what Campbell said. I think it's the technology.
Okay.
Because, and it's also creating isolationism. I think we've talked about that before.
Uh-huh.
But it's very interesting now that because they're not outside, it's also affecting their health.
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting that Americans spend more than 90% of their time indoors. And I think it's probably fair to say that the United States is not the only country where it's this high.
For sure. I mean, if I think about my own lifestyle, I go from my house to my car, and then I come to work, and then I'm just inside the office all day. And then I get back in my car, and then I go back home, and then I don't go outside other than to walk to a restaurant for lunch.
Okay, that's pretty pathetic. But
hey.
I think that that's pretty
normal.
Typical.
Yeah.
What about you, Albert? Do you spend time outside? Do you do any outdoor kind of activities?
I think on a Monday through Friday in a normal work week, I probably do not.
You're about the same as Campbell, right?
Yeah, usually by the time I finish with work, I just want to go home, unwind a little bit. Get away from that Campbell. Get away from that Linda.
Yeah, we feel the same way.
Ah,
okay.
Nice.
And it's also, this article goes on to say that people don't realize that buildings and everything in them can affect human health and well-being, usually because everything in them is like some kind of plastic, some
right.
kind of concrete. It's not a normal, it's not a natural ingredient.
Sure. And I mean, even fluorescent lighting, it's not good for you. I mean, fluorescent lighting can affect your eyes and your sight and things like that as well.
Right. So we don't think of that. We feel like we're inside and we're safe, you know, but maybe we're not as safe as we think we are. So Mayo Clinic is a world famous clinic. It's mm-hmm. in the southern part of Minnesota, in Rochester, Minnesota, and that's actually where the Well Living Lab is located as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, didn't know that.
And It has some branches in different places, but a lot of people go from around the world to Mayo Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And they recently opened this Well Living Lab, and it's a research facility that is going to be studying environments and how to create healthier indoor spaces.
I think that's great. I mean, it's not something I ever thought needed to be studied, but the more I think about it, I think it really makes sense.
I know, and I think Mayo Clinic has always been kind of on the forefront or the breaking edge of, you know, new research and how things that we do in our lives are affecting our health.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very cool that they're doing this. And they say, it's quite interesting what they say in the second paragraph, isn't it, Albert?
Yes, it is. There's a growing awareness, the body of scientific evidence that indoor built environments can affect human health and well-being, two separate things.
So how can we define them? Because usually we often think of them as the same thing, right?
I feel like you could be healthy in a state of your body, but your well-being being your mental aspect, that's a whole different level, right, Kamal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So your health is more about your physical being. Are you healthy? Are you sick? You know, are you strong? And your well-being is just your mental state. You know, do you feel happy? Do you feel content?
So when you said before that, you know, you live on the first floor, do you feel like your apartment is affecting your health or your well-being? Or both?
A little of both, I think. More of my health because it is more of a damp and dank environment, so there is more chance for mold and things. So I do find my allergies are more severe at home.
Mm-hmm.
Also because I live by a mountainside, so there's not as much light, so it is kind of darker there. And I do find that sunlight sometimes, you know, it feels good when there's natural light in your house.
Yeah, it does.
And I feel like they both go hand in hand. That is your well-being and your health. Whereas, like, if you mentally feel good, it'll also translate to your body being healthier, having a stronger immune system, and et cetera, et cetera.
Right. I think they do affect one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our well-being often affects our physical health.
Right.
So we also see here that the perception is often that indoor environments have a negative impact on health. And I think the Mayo Clinic is trying to see why and wants to see if they can do something about it. So we see that the medical director of the Well Living Lab, Brent Bauer, is the person that said this. And he also says that there's new knowledge that shows what, Campbell?
Well, it shows that by building healthier indoor environments, we can actually preserve and enhance human health and quality of life. And I think, I mean, it sounds very abstract, but it's just different things like, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have been reading about articles about, you know, what type of desk is better for you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to stand while you're working or sit? You know, things like that. What kind of materials should you be using? Are certain materials more prone to cause cancer? Things like that.
That's right. And also, I think that, you know, we have an aging population and they're going to be spending more and more time indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also going to have an effect on their health.
Right, yeah.
So we see that actually a lot has been done. So the Mayo Clinic has collaborated, or been working together and talking together with a company, a real estate company in Manhattan. Do you want to tell us about that, Albert?
The company name is called Delos, and the company is actually named after a Greek island. And this island is super important to the Greeks. They have all their important temples and history and everything and whatnot. But yeah, so this company is collaborating with the Mayo Clinic, and they are in designing and developing the Well Living Lab to find out what they can.
And what are they like really looking at? What is this lab featuring?
They're simulating a wide variety of real-world environments. You know, this way they'll give them a better idea of how to what problems will come up and how to tackle those problems.
Okay. I think that's kind of interesting that they are not just focused in on, you know, we have this idea of what an environment is, but it looks like they've looked across environments, of different kinds of environments around the world.
Sure. So I'm imagining they probably have a space that, you know, kind of looks like an office, and they probably have a space that looks like a bedroom and a kitchen and a house, you know. And then they test people in these different environments and see how these different environments will affect their health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're so detailed-oriented. And what I mean by that is, like, they're doing factors such as lighting, noise, air quality, and temperature. I didn't even think that all these things would play into indoor space, but, you know, after reading about it, it's like, oh, it does.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was just thinking about that, actually, just the idea of, well, you're in indoor space, how do you get the air in there? You know, what is the airflow like? Is it coming from the air conditioning, the central air, you know, or is it from a window, you know? And I know that for myself, air conditioning really affects me. You know, if I breathe, if I'm in a car or in a room with too much air conditioning, I feel my throat drying out, you know, and that definitely affects me.
And also, there have been studies done that shows that the air quality in offices is really terrible.
Yeah, for sure.
No, because it's like it's routed throughout the whole building.
Right, yeah. And I remember we were just talking about another article recently, and we were talking about how kids, you know, in a school, you're in a classroom, and because they're in such a closed environment, one kid gets sick, the whole class gets sick. You know, so how do you avoid passing germs around like that?
Yeah, it's very true. And also the temperature, you know, I think all of these things, noise in particular, if you're sensitive to noise,
yes.
You know, how does that affect you?
Right.
So we see that there are a lot of aspects to the Well Living Lab, and there are also a lot of facets to what they're studying.
Mm-hmm.
And they really are striving to see what they can do to create healthier indoor spaces. So we're going to now take a minute, and we're going to continue our reading. We're on line 27. We're going to start on line 27 in the left-hand column on page 27 and then read to the end.
Additionally, opportunities to participate in the lab are available to companies who have a vested interest in healthier indoor environments for their employees and customers. There is a movement taking hold to make healthier indoor spaces a priority in both residential and commercial real estate, said Peter Sciella, Chief Operating Officer of Delos. The Well Living Lab will be a leader in translating scientific research into practical solutions for indoor environments that have the potential to enhance human health and quality of life in a multitude of ways. The Well Living Lab brings together the healthcare expertise and world-class research of Mayo Clinic and the knowledge of health and wellness in the built environment provided by Delos.
So I think it's quite interesting. We're talking about the Well Living Lab that Mayo Clinic has developed with Delos, and we see that they are giving opportunities to companies to also participate in this lab so that they know what's happening, if they're concerned about what's happening with their employees and customers. And if somebody is, like, very concerned about something, it means that they have a vested interest.
Mm-hmm. That's right. When we talk about a vested interest, we just mean a strong personal interest in something because you could get an advantage from it.
That's right. So what do you guys have vested interests in? Anything?
My children. Because
good thing to have a vested interest.
Well, you know, I raised them. They're going to be raising me in the future.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I hope they don't hear this until much later. This is the only reason why.
What about you, Albert? Do you have a vested interest in anything?
Off the top of my head, sitting right here at the office, my workplace.
Oh, yeah, very well put. Okay, and yesterday we saw that people who have a vested interest in tracking their health were and are interested in fashion are looking for ways to do both, merge them together or fuse them together. So you can have a vested interest in a lot of things. But usually it's in something that, you know, you will win in it. You will get an advantage from.
Mm-hmm.
And actually having a healthy indoor living environment is in everybody's vested interest.
For sure. Yeah, if you have healthy employees, that means there's more productivity, less sick days, and you get a lot more done.
And have you ever gone into a store and you're like, oh, I don't want to be in here? Because there's something, it's not about what you're looking at, it's about like the feeling of the air or the environment or the atmosphere. I don't mean the feeling is causing, I mean like the air quality. You're just kind of like, I can't be in here.
Oh, right. Yeah, I get that a lot when I go to like places to eat. Maybe the food or the prices are really good, but I'm like, I just don't want to be here.
Right. Sometimes it's, to me, it's the air quality, you know, something in that indoor environment that's like putting you off.
Mm.
And then we see that it's becoming a priority. There's a movement in this area, which I found very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there is a movement taking hold to make healthier indoor spaces a priority in both residential and commercial real estate. So when we're talking about residential, we're talking about places where people live, apartments, houses, things like that. Commercial real estate, these are more about the offices and the stores and restaurants.
So it's interesting that it's happening on several levels. It's not just, where I live.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, most of us spend more time in our office than we do in our home.
Yes.
These days. And so we should all be very concerned about this issue. And we see that the Well Living Lab is a leader or will be a leader in translating scientific research into these solutions, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Right. So I could totally see, you know, even interior designers needing to take these courses and kind of brush up on their skills in this area.
Yeah, because you really, you know, it's all encompassing it seems like.
Right.
It's not just, you have to look at the overall, the lighting, noise, air quality, and temperature, those environmental factors, but what causes them, and also what causes you to feel at home. What do you think, Albert?
No, I totally agree. It's just all connected to each other. I really like how you said that some of us spend more time at the office. When I started working years ago, I noticed like some coworkers would bring toothbrush, even a pillow. So sometimes if, you know, after eating, they want to, you know, take care of their body and maybe take a quick nap so they can re-energize and revitalize the task on, take on any task that's at hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's really connected and it goes a long way. Like Campbell said earlier, like if companies, employers are watching out for their employees' health and safety, then it'll go a long way for the company overall. Less sick days, better products.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of interested to know when it says here that they're going to be using or translating this research into practical solutions.
Right.
It makes me wonder what kind of practical solutions that they're looking at that will enhance our health.
Well, for example, if they are studying about noise and the way that noise affects people and their sleep or the way they work, well, how do we deal with that? How do we take care of that problem? If we talk about air, how do we get more fresh air into the room? Or if light, we know certain kinds of lighting affect people's sight, well, what can we do about that?
Right. So it really does cover a lot of facets.
Right.
Of a living environment.
Mm-hmm.
And notice that it's our human health and our quality of life, and it says in a multitude of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So Campbell was just talking about a few of the ways it affects us. We see the picture here of this woman waking up and stretching. It looks like she's well rested.
Right. Mm.
And sometimes we aren't well rested.
Yes.
You know, because of our
environment,
our living environment.
Yeah, for sure.
We have four children who live above us. And sometimes I wonder if they ever go to bed because, you know, sometimes at 2 a.m, they're running around and I'm like, whoa.
Right.
and you know, when you wake up like that, it's bad for your health.
Right. So things like that, how would you create more soundproofing? Things like how to prevent.
Or any. Okay, we see here that the Well Living Lab is bringing together the healthcare expertise and the world-class research of the Mayo Clinic. And if you haven't heard of Mayo Clinic before, you'll see what all is involved at this hospital. They call it the Mayo Clinic, but it's a major, major hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expertise. So if you have expertise, what do you have?
you're an expert at something. A lot of people have expertise. It doesn't even have to be at the office, but you can have it in your private life, like your hobby. Say you take up dancing or piano, you play the piano. So yeah, a lot of fields have a place for experts, and sometimes it's religion, sometimes it can be even video games.
Okay, so expertise has to do with the item, you have it. Okay, you have expertise in something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are an expert at something. And then also world class. I think this is, I hear this word used, but sometimes I think that it's used incorrectly because sometimes I hear it used and it's, what they're talking about is not world class.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking about something that is world class, what is it?
Well, something that's world class is one of the best that there are of that type in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the best health clinics in the world. And the Mayo Clinic really is world class.
It is. Well, did you have a question?
Yes, Linda. Can you give us an example of how it's used incorrectly?
What, world class?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, often it's like high class. This is such a high class, or this is such a world class place, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a local place. To be world class, you have to be recognized around the world, and actually the Mayo Clinic is.
Right. It's ranking above all others and recognized.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I wouldn't say above all others, but probably in the top 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I did say this at the very beginning. You know, it's people from around the world come here. And it's a research hospital as well. So if they don't know what's wrong, they will find out what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they also are blending that into their health and wellness in the built environment provided by Delos,
mm-hmm.
which is the company that is designing this this well living lab.
Right. And you see, here's another connection with yesterday's article. There's two worlds coming together.
That's right. They're fusing it together. Well, we're out of time. We hope that you learned as much as we did from our Well Living Lab article today. And we hope that you will join us tomorrow for another article that's linked to today and yesterday's articles.
That's right.
Bye for now.
Bye.